We are in a state of emergency.
Rosalind Pichardo joined a group of about three dozen protesters outside of City Hall. She lost both her boyfriend and brother to gun violence and has also been a target of an attempted murder.
It's time for people to speak up and don't be afraid of pointing out who the shooters are.
Organized by Ceasefire Pennsylvania, Power, and victims advocacy groups, their plan is to target gun legislation like Senate Bill 531 that would make it tougher for cities like Philadelphia to enact their own gun laws.
It's really going over the top now. You're seeing so many shootings and so many killings that it's a big problem.
Anton Moore runs Unity in the community and says the approach to stopping the violence must be multi-pronged.
Yes, we could, you know, say the neighborhoods put the guns down. We need opportunities in our neighborhoods for a lot of these young people.
We are more vigorous about bringing gun cases than the prior administration.
District Attorney Larry Krasner has been criticized in recent weeks for not being tough enough on crime.
We do reject the narrative that simply being punitive and retributive works.
Ralliers say they want solutions. It's been less than a week since six people died and 28 injured in a rash of shootings. Over 2 days. Cherry Gregg, KWLB News Radio.